Almost everything is captured on videotape. Protests, crimes, children doing something adorable.
This morning we'll explain what a TV station is doing with a big story taking place out of the view of the cameras.
It's a federal corruption trial in Cleveland. An influential Democratic politician is accused of collecting bribes.
It's a dramatic day in the county corruption trial as the star witness takes the stand.
Former County Commissioner Jimmy DeMora is accused of accepting trips, appliances, meals, even visits from prostitutes in exchange for millions of dollars in county contracts.
A big week for prosecutors in the Jimmy DeMora corruption trial. Their key witness is in town and is on the stand.
Good afternoon. So it's a very big local story, but cameras are barred from the courtroom. The media has had to rely on sketch artists and court transcripts and more.
The testimony is real, the puppets are not. Tonight in the Puppets Court.
WOIO 19 Action News is reenacting the trial with puppets.
In this edition of Puppets Court, we're talking Rolex watches, plasma TVs, and a refrigerator given to Jimmy DeMora to win favors and county contracts from DeMora. And
in station employees have been reading excerpts of the actual testimony using what looks like a poor man's Muppet. A squirrel puppet is also involved.
So I gave Mr. DeMora the cash for the fridge, and I sent him an invoice for it.
Did he ever pay the invoice?
No.
So he got the refrigerator and the cash?
Yes.
If someone had written a script, a movie script, about some of the testimony that we have heard of the language that's being used, you would never believe it in a million years.
That's Dan DeRose of WOIO. He's the one responsible for putting together the nightly trial recaps by puppet.
We've got a staff that's down at the trial. There's another producer down there, Misty Stiver, who writes down word-for-word testimony of what's being said, and we sit down together and kind of compile some of the most the juicier moments of that day's trial.
Did Suzanne indicate how much money she wanted?
I remember thinking if it was more than $1,000, I wasn't going to do it.
Did you ever describe Mr. DeMora to Suzanne?
Yes, I did. I said, he's a very nice man, but he's large.
DeRose says the puppet skits are only a part of the station's coverage.
At no point do we want anyone to think that this is how we're covering this major corruption trial in our county. This is supplemental coverage to a major case.
Supplemental coverage that's gaining at least as much national attention as the trial itself.